This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of My Strange Addictions podcast. In today's pilot episode, I am very happily joined by my very close friend,
Madison.
And today we are going to be talking about our addiction to Dance Moms. So let's get into it.
Let's.
So welcome, Madison.
Hello.
So we are so excited to do the first episode of this podcast. We thought it was going to be very fitting to do Dance Moms, which is literally one of my favorite shows of all time, probably behind Avatar and Parks and Rec.
Fair.
I think the best way to start this is to ask you how you found out about Dance Moms.
I would love to answer your question. I was like 10. No, I was 11. It was on YouTube. What can I say? Well, it was like, what program did Dance Moms? Was that TLC?
No. I think it was on Lifetime, which is really weird because I actually found it on a Netflix compilation. They had like the best episodes of Dance Moms or something. Not totally sure what it's called.
Literally.
But I don't know. Like, yes. It's so weird because I randomly saw it on Netflix. I think I was homesick one day. And so I clicked on it. And obviously my mom was around me because she was like helping me because I was sick or whatever. And so
she was your helper.
Right.
For
she
sure.
was my main helper or whatever.
Whatever.
So I clicked on it. And the first episode was about, this was crazy. It was like all the moms really mad because these like 5-year-old girls were wearing like bikinis to a dance competition, but they weren't bikinis. They were like bras. Like, I don't know how to say that any other way. And my mom was like, you can't be watching this. And so I was like, okay. So I watched it more because
that makes sense.
I don't know what else I was expecting to do.
A rebellious streak.
Right. So you found it on YouTube. That's so different than.
That's so different. No, literally.
Me trying to conduct this podcast correctly.
Oh my God.
By the way, guys, like, I'm new to podcasting. Let me just take a sip of my green tea.
Not just sip that sock water.
Really good.
Yeah, no, it was just on YouTube, and the thumbnail was, like, some screaming and young children, and I was drawn. I was drawn in. Okay, but I'm gonna be honest, it was the Christmas clip for me. Like, that's the thing that really had me hooked.
Oh, are you talking about when Abby gives presents to the girls?
Yeah, okay, but no. See, it's not just any present, because all the girls get, like, I forget, like, a dress or something.
Yeah.
But then she whips out this little puppy for Mackenzie, and I swear to God, I lost it.
Oh my God, I totally remember that. And didn't Abby like pretend she forgot to get Mackenzie something?
Listen.
I think Mackenzie's storyline that entire season was like she felt underappreciated. Exactly.
Let me just fill that in.
Yeah, fill in the blanks there. And so like like Abby forgetting a present was like a big deal. And then it was a puppy. I think they still have
that
dog.
I had to cry.
I know, literally.
I would hope so. I feel like that wasn't long enough ago for the dog to have passed away of natural causes.
For me, I don't know about you, but it really grabbed me in because they were all like around my age. And so like I really saw myself in them, which is so weird to say because they're going through this terrible experience of getting yelled at by a teacher and like their self-worth being dragged down. But I literally like wanted to be them, which is, I'm sure, very similar to everyone else's experience who watched the show. But it's so weird that I would want to be that. You know what I mean?
I swear to God that I literally would have died to be Maddie. Well, first of all, she had my name. So right off the bat, I was like,
just
less superior.
Yeah.
Competing.
A little bit disappointed that there was no dancers named Trig. I felt a little bit underrepresented there.
The issue I had is that, so there was this false expectation set up. And I do specifically recall learning her cry solo, which you're like, no, Maddie is so overrated. She sucks. No, I literally was obsessed with this girl. Stop it.
What?
No, but I learned the cry solo was such a moment. I'm just going to leave
it. Was the cry solo the one where Abby made her feel like she was a really good actor?
Yeah.
And she really was just going like glaring at the audience.
No, don't bash a 10-year-old. No, she, it was really, like, I thought it was a moment in which everything changed for me. So I had to learn it, and it was really, really bad. And I did it in front of my mirror, and so, I think I got mad.
Can you kind of explain how you taught yourself a Dance Moms dance? Because I'm pretty sure that's kind of hard to do, considering all you have is the final performance, correct?
Okay, for many things to address with that. One, yeah. I don't think I ever specified that it was good or that it was, like, accurate or that it was put together. Mm-hmm. I really just, her little move at the beginning where she sticks out her hand and she gets on her knees and she does the little, like, shuffle, that's, like, the farthest I got. It's been a while since I've seen the sunshine, since I've smiled. That's as far as I got.
Wow, that was really good, Madison.
Thank you so much.
I always liked Kalani. Panda. I loved her mom.
Which one was her mom? Oh,
her mom was Kira. She's the one that was like Abby's favorite for a little while in the middle of the show.
No, she was too, is it bad to say, no, I'm not going to say that. She was too successful, maybe, in my mind. I was like, no, she can't be on this show. She fits.
Yeah, she was a little bit too put together, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Not that Holly isn't, and the other moms, I guess.
They all have such distinct personalities, though, that it didn't make sense for someone to be successful. Like, the whole point was that it was a mess.
I kind of see where you're coming from.
And it's exaggerated. So it's like, of course, these people in real life aren't like this. But, like, for some reason, you lost me with the being put together. Like,
I had a devotion to Kira. Did you have any particular devotions towards some of the moms?
You know, okay, I'm gonna be completely honest on this. What's her name? Oh, this is gonna be, you're gonna have to cut this part out before I get absolutely destroyed.
Who?
What, the candy apples.
Oh, Kathy?
Kathy had me.
Okay.
She.
Wait, so are you saying you liked Kathy?
The issue is that I don't think I liked Abby as much as I should have. So Kathy, like, kind of gave me the little bit that I needed.
Okay, so that's really interesting because I never liked Kathy. But in my development and still becoming a Dance Moms fan, I've actually started liking Holly, Kathy, and Abby the most, of course. And JoJo, obviously. Oh, we have to talk about JoJo for a second. JoJo Siwa, who would have... Oh, she was my favorite. I totally forgot about that. She was my favorite, but... I stopped liking her because Abby did. Because Abby has imprints on kids. I think we can make that pretty obvious. Keep in mind, I was way too young to be watching. I don't know who is supposed to watch this show. It's not like adults really probably enjoy it. But also, it's way too adult for kids.
No. Well, not adult in the sense that it's inappropriate. But adult and it's like what
child.
Why is it's that like entertaining? Child,
like, it's just awful. Like, it'd be weird for an adult, I feel like, almost to get enjoyment out of it. It makes sense for a kid too, but an adult, like, I don't know, it's just a little bit weird.
Yeah,
but I absolutely loved JoJo Siwa, and obviously when the tides switched on, well, actually the tides were never good on her until very recently, and that is such a shame because she's literally a billion dollar brand. That is insane. Stop. She's not a billionaire, but her brand is worth $1 billion. And the fact that she gets so much hate because she's not a raging partier in Los Angeles is insane.
I mean, like, I have to respect the motivation. Like, wasn't she made fun of for her bows at some point? Didn't Abby say, like, JoJo Bobo or whatever?
Yeah, but she embraced it. And you know what's weird?
She
sells billions of them. And the weirdest thing about that is that JoJo now is like the only person that is still close with Abby. That is what strikes me as the weirdest part. Who would have expected that?
Is that true?
Yeah, because JoJo still recognizes what Abby did for her. Even though, like, I don't know how she gets past the fact that Abby probably bullied her. Because from what I've seen, Abby is worse behind the scenes than...
Yeah. Oh, really? Wait, I always thought it was different because I would watch behind-the-scenes videos of her, like, apologizing to Chloe.
She's like, Paige is my favorite. Like, have you seen those videos where they were always like,
yeah, no, all yes, of the drama oh videos. God. Yeah. You know who I really, that girl, wait, okay, two of the people that came later on, they starstruck. One of them was Asia.
I was about to talk about Asia.
She has been like in TV now, and she was like just on the People versus OJ Simpson. I was like, is that Asia from Dance Moms?
I always had a question about her. So she leaves when she doesn't need to. She leaves amicably, only person to do it, and I'm pretty sure in ALDC history. And she has a reality show, which of course I stalked because she's somebody from Dance Moms, called Life of Asia, where she basically just melts down every episode. Mm-hmm. And then I thought that's where her career ended. But she's an actor?
No. Let's not go that far. She has been in film and TV. But she played OJ Simpson's daughter. Who would you have guessed? The People versus OJ Simpson, which is American Crime Story.
Okay. That's pretty impressive.
I really had to open my eyes.
Literally everybody not everybody. Like, there's so many people, like, all the people in the early season that they just used to, like, bully, like, Peyton, all those people, none of them are famous, except they've all probably gotten TikTok famous by now. And then the people in the later seasons, like, what was that blonde girl's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Exactly.
The only girl I remember, it's like, wait, okay, who?
No,
Irish. Who was the girl that had the super high voice that I was like, that's not real? She's like, hey, guys, I just am a little bit nervous about my POA.
I don't know. Oh, and the minis. I stand that. With thoughts on the thoughts on the minis.
Okay. Thoughts on the minis? My core memories are from, like, the group. You know what I mean? I have less recollection because I watched it a while ago of, like, the people that came later on. So the minis.
So I guess I'll talk on the minis. I don't like them, but that's purely because the people I recognize, like the people from the earlier seasons, didn't like them because they were getting all the attention. I put that in quotes if you guys can't see me, which you can't. Why are they, like, what are they, why are they here? I get that they needed to, like, age down the cast so that they could keep going. But realistically, once the original cast was fully gone, it was going to die anyways. And it did. Great transition into season 8. Did you watch it?
You bet I didn't.
Okay. I watched it. Season 8 was an entire new cast. It was after Abby Lee Miller went to prison.
this woman, never mind, we'll go back.
Had cancer, which is really, really sad.
Had cancer, went to jail. Mm-hmm.
And then
like that's was a and hard had to life.
Live in a wheelchair. I think she's still learning to walk, which is really, really crazy, and that's really sad. But she put together a new team, and they just didn't – I think the ratings didn't do well. The team didn't do well. They didn't win nationals. They didn't win that many main things. And I actually watched the entire season on YouTube for free because somebody posted it. I liked season 8. I liked some of the characters, especially because one of them – was in a show that I liked.
Wait, oh, the show that you were in or a show that you liked?
Yeah, anyways.
Do specify.
But what was what did I say that was going to bring me to? I forgot.
Also, like, Abby, okay, I don't care how many competitions they won. Abby literally had cancer, went to jail, bound to a wheelchair, and still did another season.
It's pretty, like, that, admirable.
It's kind of remarkable, I'm gonna be completely honest.
And then the show just got,
although maybe the going to jail thing,
it was tax fraud though. Actually, that's pretty bad.
It's just measly tax fraud.
But she was, like, super poor at the time, but then all of a sudden Dance Moms happened, so she wasn't, so she was in this, like, limbo where she would have paid taxes if she had known. I don't know. I'm not gonna condone not paying taxes.
Not if she had known.
I have this thing where I defend the people I like.
She might have heard of them. Oh, also, I just want to say that to clear the air, Dr. Holly is my favorite mom. That will never be a question or a debate.
I really like all of them, though.
And I got hooked on Maddie, and I stayed for Nia. Because Nia became my favorite very quickly.
Nia's still not my favorite, but Holly's for sure. Dr. Holly's for sure my favorite.
Yeah.
A weird thing is that I never actually had cable, nor did I have access to Lifetime. So I have never actually watched through everything. And an interesting thing is that after I got through... After I got through all of the, you know, very limited amount of YouTube clips about the ALDC interviews, etc. on YouTube, I was a fifth grader that resorted to other options. And as a fifth grader, you don't really understand the concept of pirating. But if something's
only art pirating.
But I like wanted to watch, I wanted to watch Dance Moms for free. So I looked up, watch Dance Moms for free. And I clicked it and I clicked the result. And what ended up happening is that I ended up getting viruses on a Mac, which let me tell you is incredibly hard to do. You basically need to try to do it. But I was powerful enough to do it because, the difference, if you, I'm going to do a little history lesson. The difference between PCs and Macs, I don't know that much about it, but I do know that Macs have a ton of security that PCs don't have, which also makes it makes you have less freedom on Macs, but makes it like a lot safer security wise. So it's really hard to get viruses on Macs. I managed to do it. It screwed up the entire computer, and this is gonna be this is gonna be a common theme you guys hear throughout the episodes. Anytime I want something for free, I downloaded viruses on my Mac. Just so you guys know, I did this a lot. Like, it just built. Like, if the virus is built.
It's just, listen, but, like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Absolutely. So that your Mac could do anything.
It wasn't a one-time thing whatsoever. And, but this was just one of the things that caused. So, you know, you go to websites that are, like, free movies. It makes you sign in, take a survey. All of a sudden, you're getting insurance quotes calling a fifth grader to for because your credit card expired or whatever. It's like a lot, like like mail. Mail with my name on it.
We just got the letter.
I
was
like so scared. I like had to pretend I didn't know why.
You're like, oh my God.
Because like, okay, I keep using this fifth grader thing, but I was a fifth grader. So you don't really understand the concept of junk mail and what causes it. So I thought I was going to go to jail if I admitted it.
Yeah.
And that's why you never click on the first result. You always go to your older brother if you want to pirate movies, which I do not condone because as somebody as somebody that understands the work it takes to, well, maybe not reality shows.
Are you about to say put in a
I'm gonna do the rant. Call them out. Pirate movies, you can, you shouldn't. You can though. But you shouldn't.
It's a choice
it's
you can make.
It's immoral to me, but it's your prerogative. Moving on.
And your past, but
so
not your future. I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't seen the show in a while, so that's sort of why my memory is it's slipping just a little bit, but that's okay.
It is. I've kind of noticed that, I'm gonna be honest.
I remember basically nothing, virtually nothing. But like I'm getting it.
Enough though.
Plenty, like too much. This was like one of the two shows in which I would like, I was kind of embarrassed because it was kind of trashy, you know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah.
This wasn't public domain. It was one of those shows where I would like, if I was watching it in my room, I'd like be curled up under the covers and like, you know, with the phone close to your face. And
actually, that is not something I've ever, what age are we talking?
Okay, sixth grade. That makes sense.
Oops. Mic just...
Come on, you've shows under the covers
No, first of all, I didn't have a phone in sixth grade. Oh. Like, what? You had a phone? Like, what phone did you have?
I had a Samsung, so that doesn't really count.
Okay. That is a little bit funny, Maddie. So, Madison, sorry. Whatever. Her name is... I call her Maddie.
Use my surname.
Like, sorry, her surname is Maddie. Madison.
That's not the correct term.
Like, honestly, okay, I would rather not have a phone than have a Samsung. And I'm not even saying that to offend my listeners. But also, if you're an Android listener, you don't need to listen. Like, I'm dead serious. Anyways, No, I didn't do that under the covers ever. I always went to bed when I was supposed to. There is some experiences I would like to share that are similar to that, but I'm going to save that for another episode.
Well, that's, you didn't have divorced parents a phone with different standards, did you?
No, I absolutely did not.
My mom she was absent at this point in time. Oh. So I said, I said, me and Abby Lee.
It's, me and Abby Lee. Yeah, you know what? If it's a comfort show, and that's okay. And it's what I do now anyways. Okay. I'm literally never away from my phone. And that's because of the pandemic, and that's a great excuse.
And it's my excuse that I will further after the pandemic is my issue, but it's totally reasonable.
I'm worried. Yeah, I do tend to be worried about that recently.
I haven't grown in the pandemic.
So you felt bad about yourself because you watched the show?
No, I just thought like I was... I actually thought better of myself, I think. I would watch these people and their lives were awful. So I was like, oh, I really am put together.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I always felt I liked watching it because it reminded me, it was like, it's like normal life, except like with a lot more, but it feels like a life you could live. Like it feels like all of a sudden a camera crew could show up at your rehearsal. And by the way, we both like doing plays. Sorry, that's like annoying, but we do. And just have to trigger warning.
Have to preface.
It's like a camera crew could show up to your rehearsal and you become famous. Because it's in this town, which at the time didn't realize it was a big city. So thought Pittsburgh was a little town.
Farm town. Rural. Literally rural.
Because the way they like act didn't make them seem like big city people. Like, not, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I'm just, it's
they
just
all
true.
Vote for Trump now, so. Except for my heroes,
only,
Maddie and
only,
Mia.
Jill and Kira.
Well, right, but that also means Kalani and everybody else.
Yeah, so this is not a bipartisan podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, I don't think. I actually, that's not true. I've watched a few clips right at the beginning of the pandemic because I was in a period of nostalgia where if I didn't watch things I watched as a kid, I would like start crying. I was like, I need to be brought back. So I would
I totally know what you're talking about. Had a lot of those similar experiences in the pandemic. Well, the beginning, like the March, April.
The very March, April had me in a whirlwind. I was
That was awful. Oh wait, you cut out, just re-say that.
I think I only keep up with the show to not the show just the world that they've built to see if Abby's alive, which is like, you know,
to see if she's
to see if she's
okay,
living.
So you don't,
well,
are you trying to tell me you don't follow them on Instagram, you don't follow them on TikTok, you don't watch new clips, you don't watch anything from season 8, you don't do any of it?
Well, Nia lives pretty much rent-free on my For You page, which is not something I'm complaining about in any way, shape, or form. So I
Nia
do get
Sue?
To see glimpses.
I'm like, which Nia?
Dr. Holly Nia. So I get to see how she's doing often, which is very exciting for me. No, I just... the issue is so many have been outed as Trump supporters, and so I kind of am like...
Well, it is Pennsylvania, and that's not even a slight to Pennsylvania.
Which,
I live in
Wisconsin.
By
the way, Pennsylvania at the moment is looking pretty delectable.
Well, so is Wisconsin, but we know how it went last time.
Wisconsin's
anyways,
so pretty.
I could not be the... To answer my own question, I could not be more on the opposite side of the spectrum.
That's
first
so good.
Of all, Team Abby on all fronts.
Right.
But also, I'm also everybody else's team because I literally love everybody from that show. I try to separate the Trump aspect of it, but it's very, very impossible to not do that. So I just don't.
They're out of sight, out of mind.
I think I already said this, but I watched all of season 8, which I feel like two people did. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to bring that up because I'm sure nobody knows what I'm talking about.
No.
I follow, like, basically half of the cast and the dancers that never got to have fandoms. Like, a few of them on TikTok, they show up every once in a while.
Do you feel powerful? You're like one of 8,000 followers. Like, does that feel like
it's fun? VIP? It's fun to think that that people know who they are. Like, I like that people know. Like, I like that they're getting a little bit of fame because it feels kind of like they deserve it and that they didn't mm-hmm. get it. Yeah. So I follow a ton of people. I think yeah. that Abby was portrayed as a villain. I don't know what she was actually like. A lot of people say she kind of was, but I do like her as a character. This is going to sound really crazy, but I
very excited.
Even listened to the Because Mom Said So podcast, which, by the way, is – let me explain what this podcast is. It's so good. It launched in the fall, I think. Yeah, like early – late fall, ooh. Actually. No, mid-fall. Let me be more specific. It has Dr. Holly, Jill, Melissa, and Kelly, which is super weird.
Oh my God.
Originally, Christy was going to be part of it, but
Christy is Chloe's mom's, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe's mom's.
Mom's. I kind of really... Is she... I don't know how I feel about her, but she's also on my For You page constantly.
Oh, yeah. So. She hosts a ton of TikTok. But she dropped it because she didn't like that they weren't including other moms, which I think is totally fair. But this podcast, like, although they're drawing from the fan base of people that know who they are because of Dance Moms and that stuff, mm-hmm. it's not really for the same people. It really is about, like, being a mommy podcast. It's, like, talking about mom things. Like just do you have the – let me – do you have the title names of the episodes pulled up?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to pull them up. Just certainly not. Everybody.
I certainly do not. Although I have to say I would listen. I think I'd listen to Dr. Holly talk. I would. I definitely would.
Oh, for sure you would. Okay, so the podcast names of the episodes they have, they only have about 5 episodes. I've listened to all of them. School Life in 2020, Teen Dating, and Fall Fashion. Those are just 3 of them. Like, it's really targeted towards adults and mm-hmm. specifically adult moms. Definitely don't think that a 16-year-old boy is the target demographic, but I do listen to it religiously. It comes out, I think, every Thursday. I don't know. I check, like, every day.
Wait, but you said it was from fall, and they only have 5?
Oh, no. Yeah, but they release them every week. It came out in October.
Oh, my God. It's fall right now. You meant this fall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it took a turn for the worse.
I love listening to it. It's just because I love hearing their voices. It's really weird to hear Kelly because I feel like she was really out of the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, because her daughters are both not, well.
What? They weren't, yeah, they don't really have fandoms.
They didn't seem to care as much, which is, that's less true.
I think Brooke just didn't like it as much. And she was also the oldest, so it was harder for her to get the appreciation she probably deserved from Abby and stuff. But
I felt bad for her a little bit, but she was older than me, so I sort of lost the connection, so sorry.
Yeah,
about that.
Definitely. Yeah, Brooke is pretty old now, like, relatively, obviously.
She's like so old.
I mean, like, she's how old? She's probably old. In her 20s, right?
No, what's her name? Brooke,
wasn't she like 16 in 2008? Brooke from Dance Moms.
That's her surname. That's her madam name.
Literally. If you guys can't tell, we've been recording for like 2 hours.
My brain is on fire. Wait, she's 22.
22?
Stop that.
Okay, so she really was old then.
Oh, I... That's so interesting to me because I immediately don't care anymore about her storyline. Okay, 22, that's...
So, final overarching thing, how did this obsession affect your outside life? I think you already kind of said, you said that you watched it instead of sleeping, which is kind of a problem.
You know what? It's not a problem, because I would have been, I don't know, sleep when you're dead.
Exactly. For me... Not much, actually. I don't talk to that many people about Dance Moms, except, you know, sometimes the tides are in Dance Moms' favor and there's more, like, TikToks about it. Somewhere people are talking about it, but not that many people are obsessed with Dance Moms anymore. I know a few people that are.
I know.
But, yeah, I mean,
you had to be there. Like, you had to be young when you watched it. Otherwise, there's a lack of appreciation.
A culture gap.
If you're older than them when it's happening.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have to be younger or the same age. Yeah, so it's really, like,
two ages of people. 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds.
Literally.
Because if you were younger than that, you were really little and you couldn't even read.
You couldn't even read the subtitles. I just remember, okay, this is, I know that I'm going, this is unrelated. I would not watch the group numbers.
Oh, well, I think I always skip through the numbers. They were boring.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, I've seen this 100 times in rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I don't even watch the rehearsals. Well, they don't even really show them. I mean, no, the show isn't about the dancing. That's just the situation. For the drama.
Those are the underlying circumstances.
It's the sit-drama.
Literally.
Sit-real-drama.
Literally, that's the surname and the madam name. I just hated... I was like, well, this is interesting. This is a little too artistic. Like, they were too good. Especially the group numbers. Oh my gosh. I didn't know where to look. I got so tired. Maybe it was because it was like 11 p.m. and I was in sixth grade. But it exhausted me to have to watch them work so hard. So I just wanted to get back to the fighting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is not a question of my character. It's a question of...
Because if you suspend reality, which you should, because the producers control a lot of it and editing controls a lot of it, it's okay. Because it's just a show.
It's okay. I forgive myself.
And on that note... thank you guys so much for making it this far on the My Strange Addictions podcast. If you want more episodes, just keep listening to them. Thank you so much, Maddie, for coming on and being my first guest. And potentially, there's been talks, there's been schemes that she might be a co-host. We'll see what she wants and what the fans want.
I will promise to be slightly more interesting. I sound like I am sitting in a coffin just waiting for death.
It is 1:30 a.m. on I guess it's Tuesday now.
So, it was a choice. But, like, I was excited, so it just happened.
Yeah. So, again, on that note, thank you guys so much for watching. And I'll see you next week on My Strange Addictions.